Penguin Audio presents Churchill and the King, The Wartime Alliance of Winston Churchill and George VI, by Kenneth Weisbrod. Preface. Your Majesty's treatment of me has been intimate and generous to a degree that I had never deemed possible. So wrote Winston Churchill to King George VI in January 1941, just after Britain had endured its darkest hour. There was more to the statement than courtesy. Some people have said that only Churchill could have saved the country at that moment. They have also said that if he had failed, the king would almost certainly have lost his throne, and probably much more. The statements may be qualified in various ways, but most amount to the same thing. Winston Churchill was the necessary man. Though it has been a debatable point, few have said it about George VI. But no one who knows the king's war record would call him an idle spectator. A verdict does not issue easily for either man on his own. The real question is, where would each man have been without the other? Viewers of the 2010 film The King's Speech came away with a new appreciation of the trials and triumphs of the unexpected king. Those in the know detected its odd and inaccurate portrayal of Churchill. He was, as he probably had to be to some extent, the Churchill of caricature, with cigar, grimace and growl. But to have shown him strongly in favour of abdication did a disservice. So did the superficial, even supercilious way he appeared to treat the new king. Did it really happen this way? Was that all? What about the war? The story of what happened between these men...